Hopefully it's not blinding. Yeah, I hear you're having a little weather event out there. Hopefully it's passed.
Yeah. Is that, I mean, do you factor that in as you're putting the game plan together?
No, you factor in trying to beat the defense that you think you're going to see. I don't think they've got like a typhoon defense or something like that they're going to play in, you know, in certain situations. And while our special teams coach may have a typhoon return, I don't think we have a typhoon offense, you know.
Understood. We can start and it's okay after his concussion, but from the standpoint, you have to plan for McCoy possibly playing at some point during a game, anytime. How much do you work with McCoy, you individually, on a week-to-week basis to get him ready? What kind of stuff do you tell him? What kind of stuff do you do with him?
Just in asides, you know, I wouldn't tell you that I work with him individual. That's what Whip does. But, you know, he's part and parcel every meeting. Does he take any turns out in the practice field? Really extremely limited. That's just the way we operate.
How is he as a scout team quarterback?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You know, just talking about those weather conditions, is Trent Richardson more of a mudder than some running backs? Or could he be?
I don't know. We may find out. I don't recollect seeing him, you know, in college in a, you know, monsoon situation. But we'll find. I suspect he'd be pretty good.
Did he show you anything against that Steeler run defense? Just look like he kept pounding in there, even though they, you know, they had the line stag, whatever, 85 yards.
Yeah, I mean, just that, you know, that he can do that. He can take that beating and beat on them some and give it back. And then, but that's the way football is sometimes. And just the fact that he had that many carries, you know, that's hard work. We didn't have a lot of breakouts, but that's a pretty good defense, you know.
You know, it's going to rain like a deep, very different, you know, artificial surf compared to that crazy turf out there.
I think the NFL's got rules about you have to tarp it and stuff like that. So I wouldn't think it'd be to their advantage either to, you know, leave a thing uncovered. You know, you guys could check that, but I'm pretty sure you got to have it covered up if there's inclement weather. You know, you go back to those games where people pulled it and things got frozen and things like that. There's certain rules, I think. And I know they have a basement. At least they tarp the infield, you know. Probably have to be able to tarp the whole field.
What did Ben Watson's had? He had the 2 touchdowns in Dallas and then the big, really nice catch Sunday, and then Jordan Cameron gives you a touchdown. Have you seen the tight ends get better throughout the season? And I know Ben's been around.
But... Yeah, I mean, I think they can't help but have gotten better just by the number of reps. Now, does it always show itself to you in terms of touchdown passes? Or those guys have been valuable guys. Without the touchdown passes, and, you know, they do good things. It's just a matter of they can show up in a quarterback's read and, you know, not get kind of lobbied against. So, yeah, those are two good players, and I think they're both coming in their own a little bit in terms of understanding what we're doing and the great flexibility that they have playing tight end to do what they can do in there.
Josh Gordon shown you meets that he's really able to run more routes now than he was able to early in the season?
Just by virtue of the fact that he understands some of the base stuff, you know, the base way we run routes. There's still some routes that he runs better than others, and I think that's just a matter of playing to a guy's strength. There's some routes that we probably wouldn't put him on. I'm not going to share any of those with you, but, I mean, guys have strong suits, you know, and, I think he's, you know, we've loaded up his plate pretty good, and he hadn't spit the bit at all anywhere along the line.
Can you address this Oakland defense? What are you going to be up against? I know they're giving up a lot of touchdown passes, but what are you seeing in them?
Yeah, you know what I always see, Mary Kay, is I start with the defensive front, and they have a chance to be have your hands full just along the front, and it all starts up front to me. So whether Seymour's in there or he's not in there, Tommy Kelly is a very good player in there. Shaughnessy's playing good at the one end position. So I just say, when I start with the defensive front and linebackers, those are some big old big old suckers that can play football.
How talented are Gordon and Little as a wideout tandem now, and how effective do you project they'll be as they get more experience and go into their next couple of years?
Well, I'd like to predict that, you know, people get better every along the course of the way. You know, I think that they're I think they're just scratching the surface right now, to be honest with you. You know, I think they can both be a lot better just by virtue of familiarity in what we're doing, and just the fact that Josh is just learning the drill, what it's like to take one whole lap around the track. Greg's had one lap around the track, and so I see some things that he...
Sorry for interrupting. How much talent is there, relatively speaking?
Yeah, I don't know how to quantify that. I mean...
Average starter duo?
Yeah, I'd say better than average, yeah.
Can you be specific about what makes Joe Thomas one of the better left tackles around?
Yeah, he's got great feet. He's got a good reach. He can use his hands. He can separate and get people to stay away from him. He's got he doesn't have soft hands, you know, like a concert pianist. He's got hard hands. You know, he's... some guys have those kind of, they pull them away from you, you know, when they get hit. So he's got a good reach, and he's got good balance, because you can get out of balance in a heck of a hurry. He's got the ability to be able to sit down on a rush when somebody wants to bull rush him. He's able to drop his weight and be able to sit down, which all those big guys, those big aircraft carriers can't do. They can't all sit down and hold up when somebody just wants to drive him down the middle. So those are a few of the factors. Plus, he's very smart, takes great notes, prepares great. So he's got all those things going for him.
The game plan for them, but what's your assessment of this Browns defense?
You know, they're but like a bunch of fire ants, you know. I mean, you hear Pat say it, and he doesn't say, take the ball away. They take the ball off people, and people aren't readily wanting to have the ball taken off them. So that's what I see. I see lots of guys in on the pile, and it's, you know, like a feeding frenzy, which is the way you want all defense. You know, you want all 12, 11 guys to show up in the screen.
Greg, knowing how scheduled regimented football players become throughout the season, how tough is it for rookies on a weekend like this, where the schedule changes, they leave a day earlier, maybe a face of the schedule they have?
You know, it probably, I was talking to one of the coaches that has a couple of young players, and, you know, they're all so focused down on what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next. I would think it might be a little more difficult for maybe somebody that has family in California and a little bit of spare time. And although, you know, we do a pretty good job of taking most of their time while we're traveling and bed checking and then meeting again in the morning. They'll have a little time in the afternoon, but... just, you know, a little bit of a distraction if they allow it to be a distraction.
Can you talk a little bit about the style and strengths, kind of compare the style and strengths of Mitchell Schwartz with Joe Thomas and what you see from Mitchell Schwartz now as opposed to what you saw from, you know, what you might have seen from Joe Thomas early in his career?
You know, I'd say very, very, very similar. Just aside from one plays in a left-hand stance, one plays in a right-hand stance, but very similar. I see those same attributes of being able to sit down against the rush. I think Joe's probably ahead of him in terms of the hand fighting and using his arms, using his length. But Mitchell is a very quick study, and he rarely makes the same mistake twice, whether it's during the course of a game or whether it's correcting him in practice. So, and I think he's the chief note taker for that group. I believe he's the guy that everybody gets the cliff notes from when they go back. He's the scribe, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, he's pretty good.
About Whedon in his latest game, you know, he was facing the number one defense. Can he really get something out of that, even though it wasn't a great game for him? Or does it tend to worry more about how he had to struggle against the upper tier defense?
No, I think he can get something out of it. I think one of the things he came away and said, you know, he didn't say overrated. He said, but we can stay on the field with those guys. You know, we stack up with those guys. So and I think there's some concern. You say, hey, you're playing the vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers, number one defense, et cetera, that they're going to do something out of the ordinary that you've seen on film. And I think he came away with feeling that way. And we have every right to be on the field and compete with them and beat them. And one of our coaches told him, you know what, as long as you feel that way, you're going to have a great chance to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers every week.
Is that something he expressed to you? I mean, is that what you're
It's something he expressed to one of our coaches.
This game, you know, the 3 of 16 on the third downs and 17 points off the 7 takeaways. What are the problems?
Yeah, I think the takeaway from that is obviously first down and second down in some instances were poor. We had a couple of holding penalties that stuck us back in basically third and hard to make. And I think what we've done in weeks past is, you know, move those things down to where you're sitting third and 2 to 6 and you're not looking at a bunch of third and 12, 13, 14, 16. Though, you know, I can't tell you there's on that big card we have, there's a lot of calls for that. You know, there's a few, but odds are the defense is going to be successful.
Holding calls?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Carl Pagnelli. That's the umpire, by the way.
Hey, do you think that defense has adjusted to bringing in and what the routes he's very comfortable with, and if so, how's it going?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Do you think the defense has adjusted to Brandon and the routes he's more comfortable throwing, and if so, how has he reacted to that?
Yeah, I think defenses get a book on, you know, are there things that you continue to go back to? And, you know, we try to go back to some things but kind of put a different skirt on it every week and so you're not – you don't know what you're looking at till it finally happens to you. But I don't see anybody taking things away because this is what he does and this is what we do, more importantly. I don't see people necessarily legislating against the things that we think we do well.
When you mentioned that umpire, when you go into a game, and I think you know the officials somewhat before, do you guys know whether they can get away with some holding whatever more with one guy than another?
We know if we feel like a crew are over-officious jerks, to quote Marv Levy. We have opinions about certainly all those crews. And some fall more in that category than others. You know, we have pretty strong opinions about it. I'd leave that up to you guys.
But seriously, you say, hey, you got to really watch it with this bunch. You don't
yes.
catch it for blinking?
Without a doubt. I mean, the numbers are matters of record, so you can just look and see how much, who's ringing up who for how much, you know. No comment.